Also das ist ja schon eine alte Geschichte, diese Sache mit der Parlamentsauflösung in Tschechien, hast du mir im Vorhinein gesagt. Und das zieht sich ja schon seit Monaten hin. Im Juni wurden 30 Personen wegen Bespitzelung und Korruption festgenommen. Es war da auch die Anklage der organisierten Kriminalität. Du hast erzählt, dass Geld und Gold gefunden wurde. Es wurde ein Ex-Minister festgenommen und unter anderem auch die persönliche Sekretärin des Premierministers. Dass Leute aus diesen Kreisen festgenommen wurden, war damals neu, hieß es. Der Ministerpräsident Petr Nečas trug die Konsequenzen und trat am 17. Juni diesen Jahres von seinem Amt und dem Vorsitz der konservativen Partei ODS zurück. Damals forderten regierungskritische Gruppen vorgezogene Neuwahlen. Im Juli gab es dann tatsächlich den ersten Anlauf in diese Richtung, doch scheiterte es an der nötigen Mehrheit. Am 7. August verlor die Regierung von Premierminister Jiří Rusnok die Vertrauensabstimmung im Parlament. Auch er hat letzte Woche seinen Rücktritt eingereicht. Und das nach nur ein paar Wochen, die er überhaupt im Amt war. Für Ende Oktober sind Neuwahlen angesetzt. Als Gründe nennt die österreichische Zeitung Der Standard unter anderem finanzielle Probleme. Allerdings ist das Ansehen der Regierungspartei in der Gesellschaft dramatisch gesunken. Die regierungskritische Organisation Pro Alt sagt außerdem, dass der Vorwurf von Neoliberalismus, Austeritätspolitik, Privatisierung und Sozialabbau im Raum steht.
I think it is not really the financial reasons why they don't dissolve. I think it's more about the bigger political play, which plays all the parties and the president at the scene.
Dieses Spiel, was da gespielt wird schon seit Wochen und Monaten, hat ja Ausmaße, von denen man eigentlich auch einen Film drehen könnte. Du hast gesagt, ihr habt vor Twitter gesessen und ihr habt einfach nur gelacht.
Yeah, the whole situation about the fall of the government, it was so funny for all guys in Czech Republic, because we just sit in the social medias and sharing the information, what is going on. And it was like every half hour it came a new tweet from the newspapers, and they were referring to found kilograms of gold and found millions of crowns. And it was so absurd, you know, that every minute you have more and more clues that there's something wrong about the government.
Der Premier Rusnok wurde ja auch von dem Präsidenten Zeman eingesetzt. Und du hast gesagt, die zwei kennen sich noch von früher. Zeman brauchte halt einen Premier, also hat er mal einen Freund aus alten Tagen eingesetzt.
Jiří Rusnok was actually one of the ministers from Zeman's former government from the 90s. In the time when there was a big inter-party fight in the Social Democratic Party, Zeman and also Rusnok were together pushed away from their positions. And now they are going together. They have a good memories to each other of their collaborations. They seem to be a good partners at these days.
Jetzt hat der tschechische Präsident aber eigentlich ungefähr so viel Macht wie die britische Queen. Aber trotzdem hat er mehr oder weniger ungefragt einfach irgendjemanden eingesetzt, der dann auch nach ein paar Monaten wieder zurückgetreten ist, weil es halt eben kein Vertrauen aus dem Parlament gab für diese Person. Heute steht jetzt die Regierung ohne Premier, ohne Ministerpräsident da.
It's so much questions for now at one point. So I stick to the first one about the constitution and what president is allowed and not allowed. Well, actually, since now, everybody in Czech Republic just thought that president has actually the same rights or same power, just like, for example, the queen in Britain. Because of Havel and Kos were actually acting like this, everybody just thought it's like this. But at these days, when Zeman came to office, it's completely different because he's stressing the possibilities of constitutions to its maximum. He's doing the steps which were never predicted by anybody. He's actually scared and surprised the whole parliamentary system. Nobody is really sure what president at these days could and couldn't. For me, at these times, not having the government, it's a good thing because, you know, it has really no trust or no legitimacy of parliament because Zeman just picked his friend and Rusnok just picked friend of him and they just made it government of the friends and all discredited guys from the 90s. When Rusnok and his cabinet just settled the seats of all the ministries. They just started to switch all the old directors of the state companies like Czech Railways. They also switched the boss of the National Theatre, actually without any reason. And there was a great critique against this, this step. There was a great struggle of the civic society against the demission of the director of the National Theatre. They put him back at his seat. Again, we are quite stressed about governing of people like Rusnok and his friends. So to don't have the government like this is much better than to have the government of Rusnok and his friends who are just destabilizing the whole country.
Jetzt haben wir hier noch eine andere Affäre. Das macht das Ganze auch so filmreif. Petr Nečas, der ehemalige Premier, hat die ehemalige Büroleiterin und seine Geliebte Jana Nagyova zu seiner Assistentin gemacht. Also er ist jetzt zwar kein Regierungschef mehr, aber er ist weiterhin Parlamentsabgeordneter. Und dafür erntet er auch Kritik aus den eigenen Reihen. Nagyova war unter den Festgenommenen wegen Bespitzelung.
She was the secretary of the whole prime minister office. So she was taking care about all the agenda. There are two accusations against Nagyova. The first one is about the misuse of the intelligence service. And she was given the task to the military security service. That's actually not what the secretary of the prime minister is supposed to do. Nagyova was given them the order to follow also the wife of Petr Nečas, of prime minister. That's not really the state in which we want to live. And the second accusation against Nagyova and also against Nečas is quite controversial, because most of the political commentators don't agree that it should be criminalized. There was a situation in the parliament when two of its members disobeyed to vote as their party, and Petr Nečas gave them a certain post instead of their voice.
Das tschechische Abgeordnetenhaus hat gestern beschlossen, das Parlament aufzulösen, zu 140 zu 7. Das heißt, es werden Neuwahlen am 25. oder 26. Oktober voraussichtlich angesetzt. Ich habe gehört, dass die Sozialdemokraten in den Umfragen relativ weit vorne liegen. Was wird es denn für Tschechien bedeuten, wenn die CSSD an die Regierung käme? CSSD? Schätzt du ein, dass sie eine richtige Chance haben, in einer Koalition zu regieren?
CSSD is not in the good position, because they don't really have any other party with which they could create a good coalition. On the left, they have just the communists. In Czech Republic, the communists don't really have the good reputation. When any party tries to do a coalition with the communists, it's instant death for such a politic who says such a thing. They won the last elections, but they didn't reach the majority in the parliament. But they don't really have any relevant political partner, and they were not able to construct the coalition with communists or any other party. Although they won the vote, it was the victory of the pair. They won, but there was nothing good about it. There are much more conservative parties, and they have always potential to create the coalition together.
Und jetzt kommt auch der Ex-Präsident, der von 2003 bis 2013 in der Regierung war, auch wieder ins Spiel. Václav Klaus hat angekündigt, sich der Partei Souveränität von einer Fernsehmoderatorin anzuschließen, die sich sehr gegen die EU richtet. Hier ist die Befürchtung, dass es einen Rechtsruck geben wird. Wie schätzt du das ein?
It's really hard to do the prognosis about the chance of Souveränität with Václav Klaus, because we have actually the experience with Miloš Zeman. He was also supposed to be in the political death, but he somehow woke up and he's actually running all the country. We might expect that Václav Klaus is having the same political ambitions to return somehow in the political scene, just like Miloš Zeman. And Václav Klaus is actually in quite difficult situation because his home party, ODS, is not following his ideas, his former political party, and Klaus has some kind of Oedipus complex with each other. They're going to kill each other. And Václavkaus is going to do like everything to reduce the power of ODS. I'm not really sure if Suverenitet is a good choice for Václavkaus, because this party is existing like for 10 years and they are trying to succeed in every single vote, but they are always unsuccessful. Their leader, Jana Bolsíková, she's candidating in every single vote for president, for senator, for everything, and she's never successful. She has this reputation that she started to be a little bit ridiculous figure in the political scene. It is definitely a good stuff that this political uncertainty, which we perceived in the last week and last month, is over. The only one who was profiting from this instability was the president Zeman, who named his own government and who has enormous power, although he was not supposed to do such a thing. I'm really looking forward to have a parliamentary democracy in Czech Republic again, because it was in the grave danger in recent months. So I'm looking for the new world.